We are 1210 Dakota Country, KOKK in Huron.
With the Saturday morning scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports KOKK. A quiet day yesterday, not a lot on the local ledger for today, and of course, rain pending. There's Teener Baseball here on 13s. We'll be hosting Watertown. Tomorrow here on Post 7, Legion is hosting Watertown as well. Special day tomorrow as they invite all Little League parents and players for the game tomorrow. Little League players should wear their uniforms and be recognized during the game. In between the games of the doubleheader, right around 2:30, coaches and players will go out to the outfield and have their sponsors and team names and coaches announced. After the doubleheader is complete, the youngsters can come out and run the bases and feel what it's like to be down on Memorial Ballpark. Also, as an added incentive during the game, all foul balls returned are worth $1 thanks to the foul ball sponsor, SunGold. Parents can have lunch at the ballpark as well. They'll be serving pulled pork sandwiches, burgers, and hot dog meal deals. So, again, just get as many out as possible, and that is tomorrow for Watertown at Huron Legion Baseball. We will hear from head coach Jason Babel coming up on Dakota Sports Saturday this morning. Some reminders for Huron High School and area athletes as we can now start preparing for the next school year, the next sports year. Physicals, if you're in need of one before starting practice here coming up in August, physicals are available at most places around Huron. Huron Clinic will be offering athletic physicals July 10th through the 18th. Call for an appointment. Carr Chiropractic will do the physicals free by appointment only. Same for Schroeder Chiropractic. New Life Clinic will also do a physicals by appointment for New Life Clinic. Parents must be present and bring their insurance card. And for Huron Tiger athletes, the impact testing for the concussion baseline will begin at the end of July, first part of August. As a reminder, the baseline is good for 2 years, so if you last took the concussion baseline 2 years ago, you will be in need to take it again this summer before you'll be allowed to start practices. Just a few reminders here coming up as we get into the summer off season. Minnesota Twins badly in need of a win, riding a season-long five-game losing streak. They were able to snap it in extra innings last night in Toronto. With the recap, here's Corey Provis.
Twins and the Blue Jays opening up a three-game weekend series on a perfect Friday evening in Toronto, Ontario. The Twins just desperate for a win, losers of five straight, the record under 500, hoping that Sonny Gray could lead the way in Game 1 on Friday. Lefty Yusei Kikuchi opposing for Toronto, and this one was quiet early. Twins then took the lead in a Michael A. Taylor fifth-inning home run, a two-run shot, his ninth of the season. It was a 2-0 game. Blue Jays got a run back in the fifth on a Bo Bichette RBI single, then tied it up in the sixth on a George Springer pinch hit RBI double to make it a 2-2 game. Twins offense, really not much after that. They had a couple of leadoff guys on, but did not lead to any significant rallies. So a 2-2 game late. It came to the home ninth inning, and Jawan Duran came in hoping to push this one on to the 10th inning. A bad start for Duran. Why? Because for the first time all year, he hit a batter, and that was Santiago Espinal. He got hit on his arm. Winning run on to begin the inning right away. Next up, Springer. Double to right center field. So the Blue Jays had second and third, nobody out, in a 2-2 game in the ninth inning, and Duran on the mound. And the 1-0 pitch, line drive, right side, diving stop, Castro looks the man back to third, now throws to first for the out, there's one. Righty to righty, in the ninth, the 1-2 pitch, he struck him out swinging, he chased a pitch in the dirt, a curveball at 87, and Bichette cannot hold back, and now Duran needs one more. And the payoff pitch, line drive, right side, right at Castro, and we play on. A line drive off Belt's bat, but right at Willie Castro, and Jawan Duran, the Twins escape. So amazingly, he worked out of it. Brandon Belt hit the ball on the screws, but right at Willie Castro, who caught it to end the inning. So we had more baseball. 10th inning, Twins do score a run. Ryan Jeffers, the lead runner, scored in a Michael A. Taylor sack fly to left. A dangerous slide by Jeffers, but it worked because Alejandro Kirk, he dropped the throw from Merrifield and left. Twins on top 3-2. Duran did the rest. Worked around a walk in the 10th inning, and the Twins would go on and knock off the Blue Jays in 10, 3-2 the final score. Twins are now back to 500, 32-32. They do snap that five-game losing streak. Royce Lewis, by the way, went 4-for-4. His first career four-hit game, Michael A. Taylor drove in all three of the Twins' runs, and Duran got the win. Remember, he took the loss a couple nights ago in St. Pete, picked up the win on Friday, now 2-2 on the year. Twins beat the Jays in 10. What a game. The final, Twins 3, Toronto 2 in 10. From Rogers Center in Toronto, Corey Provis on your home for Twins baseball.
Afternoon game today. Joe Ryan will get the start for the Twins pregame at 1:30 here on KOKK. Coming up this morning on Dakota Sports Saturday, we'll revisit the state golf tournament this past week, Monday, Tuesday in Pierre. Bryn Huber, the first ever Huron Tiger girl to win a state individual golf title. Her teammate, Olivia Rink, placed tied for sixth, and both earned All-State and also All-Tournament honors. We'll talk to both girls, also head coach Chris Rozelle, about that state title. We'll hear from Jason Babel, the new head Legion baseball coach for the Huron Tigers, and a little more on the Twins' win last night as well. That's Dakota Sports Saturday coming up at about 8 minutes after 8 o'clock this morning. With the Saturday Morning Scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports KOKK.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, and overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Don't Spill the Beans now has three convenient locations in Huron. In the Fair City Foods parking lot, at their downtown Center Plaza location, and the new one in Coburn's parking lot. Don't Spill the Beans offers specialty coffee and food at all locations and gifts and decor at their downtown location. Don't Spill the Beans is a proud sponsor of the Huron Tigers and the Tiger Pregame Report. Don't Spill the Beans, three locations in Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Good morning. We start up Dakota Sports Saturday. We're going to talk girls golf. What a big start to the week it was for the Huron Tiger girls golf program. While the Tigers did not have a full team competing at the AA tournament at Hillsview in Pierre, two seniors, two veterans in Bryn Huber and Olivia Rink were competing, and on the second day of the tournament, they were 1-2 for the day. Huber shooting a 70 and Rink shooting a 71, and Bryn Huber came home with the state title, winning a playoff hole, the first ever individual state golf championship for a Huron Tiger girls golfer. And not to be outdone, her teammate Olivia Rink was tied for 13th going into the final day and shot a personal best 71 that was 7 strokes better than her previous best at any course. And Olivia wound up in a tie for 6th in the final totals. So she's All-State All-Tournament, as obviously is her teammate Bryn Huber as well. Had a chance to talk to both girls after their final day of their, well, high school career, golfing in Pierre at the beginning of the week. Starting off with Olivia Rink.
volleyball player as well for the Huron Tigers. And I guess I did not know that about everybody calls her Liv. I've called her Olivia the past 2 years playing volleyball, but she does go by Liv. So I'll try to remember that anyway. But Olivia, let's talk about that final day. You know, when somebody gets their personal best, usually they knock a stroke, maybe two strokes off. You knock seven strokes off your previous best round at any course. How in the world did that happen?
Well, at the last Huron tournament, I had set a PR of 78, which is six over. And then first day of state tournament, I shot 79. And then second day, coming in, wasn't really stressed. I think I was tied for 13th or something. Wasn't stressed, just wanted to play, have fun last round of my career. Just played my best. Everything kind of worked out well. Shot 71. First time shooting under par. I don't know, it's just fun. No stress, stress-free, just a fun round.
Really, what was working? What was different?
I was making a lot of putts, a lot of long putts. I had probably two or three 20-foot-plus putts made, and then just all my, I'd say within 7 feet, all my putts were going in. So it was just working. Green and regulation, had a lot of those. Everything was just working well.
And then, of course, your teammate wins the state title. I guess you almost had a front row seat. You were in the group ahead of her. You finished, and then she finished. And then what was it like watching that playoff? Well, you don't get that every day.
It was so fun. We were watching Allison Myron come in on the 18th, and we knew if she had bogeyed that Bryn would go into playoff. And then we started off the playoff hole. Bryn hit a beautiful shot out of the sand onto the green. She was probably 30 feet putt for birdie, and before she even, in her backswing of her putt, I said, it's in. And I knew she had made it already, just because I know it's Bryn, and she does that. She's like that.
And really, you two have, especially this year, you two have really pushed each other.
Yeah. Bryn had a couple bad, not bad rounds, but just, she had a tough start. And I know that's so unlike Bryn. I knew she'd always come back. And then she told me one of her earlier practice rounds in Pierce, she shot 3 or 4 under par, and I knew state was going to be good for her.
And this was a little different approach to the state tournament than in the past, because you graduated. You were done with school, what, 2.5-3 weeks ago? Did that, I assume that just gave you actually more time, or as much time as you wanted to practice leading up to ESD and state?
Yeah, it definitely did. I mean, I could play at least 9 holes a day and then hit the range as well. With normal practice during school, you have after school until 6 or 5:30, and you know, you're limited. But I just had so much free time, so much time to get out, practice on the range, practice on the greens, play some holes. Just worked out well.
And going back to your James Valley Christian days, not many girls can say they had a hole in one in a state tournament either.
Yeah, sophomore year, hole 11 at Edgebrook in Brookings, hole in one. Yeah, I don't know, it's just cool. State is a good time for me. I don't know, I thrive at state, I guess.
Okay, one last one for your Liv. What's the future plans? What are you doing now?
I'm going to Ball State University in Indiana. State. Yeah, and I'm not playing any sports. I'm just going. I'm not quite sure what I'm going to major in or any of that, but yeah.
What takes you to Ball State? I had not heard that.
My sister lives in Indiana, and I don't know. I just wanted to try something new, and I don't know. I'm excited.
Liv Rink, or Olivia Rink, who places sixth, tied for sixth in the AA Girls Golf Tournament this past Monday, Tuesday. And Bryn Huber, the state champion AA, first ever girls state champion golfer for the Huron Tigers. Bryn was 5 strokes out in third place to begin the day, had to wait out as the leader was behind her. And she finished, then watched, then found out she would be in a playoff, and birdied the first playoff hole, which was ultimately what gave her the state title. And again, talking with Bryn here as well. And Bryn, first off, in your wildest dreams, did you ever see this happening?
Well, it's always been a goal of mine is to win, and the start of this season wasn't very great for me, and throughout the whole season, honestly, wasn't that good, and I started to peak the last tournament before, and I knew that going in, I had a nothing to lose kind of attitude, and I was just like, you know what, who cares, let's try and let's get it.
Well, I know, going back, you've been varsity since your seventh grade year, as soon as you're eligible. And that seventh grade year was definitely a learning experience. We've seen some of the scores, but starting your eighth grade year, All-State every year except for the COVID year. So, you know, something started clicking, obviously.
Yeah, so seventh grade year, it's like learning experience. And each year, you just get better and better and keep improving. And every year at State, I've PR'd, and it's just gotten better and better.
And let's go to the state tournament. I guess first off, it had to be a little different this year and past years. You haven't been in school for like 3 weeks as a senior. You got done, what, a couple, 2.5, 3 weeks ago, right?
Yeah, so for practices, we would go out and, you know, on your own time. I'd be out there maybe 5 hours a day just kind of doing things on my own and what I want to do. So that was kind of nice. But, yeah, we've been out of school for a long time.
And Olivia Rink, a fellow senior, and she placed, well, I believe, tie for fifth and shot her best round ever, just one stroke behind you on the second day. I imagine you two have been pushing each other these last 2 years.
Yeah, Liv is great to have. She's fun. She always is there for me, and I couldn't have done it without her. And I think we call each other the power of two.
Who are some of the other girls maybe that have maybe helped you along here, you know, especially when you were a young golfer?
The Bigelows, for sure. They've always been there for me. Jada Schillingstead, I always looked up to her, and just all the golfers in general, like from even the other towns, I've always looked up to them and just kind of want to do what they do.
And say a little bit about your coaches, Coach Roselle, Coach Johnson.
You know, Coach Rose, he's always been there for me since day one, and I appreciate him so much, and he always knows how to, you know, get that going in my head and get myself out of my head. And Kyle, he's always been there for me. And that last shot in the bunker at State, he was like, "No, Bryn, you should club up. You're in the bunker." And I was like, "All right, I'll listen to you." And creds to him for that one.
Let's talk about that state tournament run. Now, day one on Monday, you were 75, you're in third. And what'd you feel like then? You knew you had five strokes to make up, but on the other hand, you also knew it was doable.
Yeah, so day one, I was actually really happy with how I finished. 75 is a great score for me. It was one less than my, or one more than my PR, and I don't know, I really enjoyed it. I was like, okay, this is good, I'll have a chance maybe, and I knew I was five strokes behind, but...
You know, and that's the other thing, too, and I always wondered this, and I asked your mom beforehand, and you had no idea where you were at, where the Meyer Inc. girl from Mitchell was. You had no idea till you finished up at 18.
Yeah, so going down 18, I had a birdie putt, and I missed it to the right by an inch, and everyone in the whole round was watching, and they all go, "Oh," and I was like, "Oh, no, I might be close," and then... We're going up, and I was just sitting in the grass watching Alice and Meyer Inc., and someone came down to me, and they're like, "You better get ready." And I was like, "What?" And they go, "She bogeys this. You guys are going to play a playoff for first." And I was like, "Oh, no." So I had to get ready.
And then the playoff hole didn't really start very well for either one of you.
No, we both teed off, and she kind of pulled it left into the trees, and I pulled it left into the bunker. Our second shots, I stuck it about 30 feet from the pin. Hers was a little more. And then, yeah, she asked me, she goes, "Who's out?" And I said, "I think you are, but I can go first." And I went back, counted it out, and putted it in.
And basically, it was almost sounded like you were almost expressionless when you realized you had won.
Yeah, that's to say the least. I made that. I honestly did not know what to do. I was like, "What am I supposed to do?" But, yeah, I just looked around and had to soak it all in.
And one last thing, too, now. Just been a great year for you. Great Tiger career, too. But you go back volleyball. You set a record there as well with the digs at the state tournament. And I got to play for a state championship when you were a sophomore. So, but it's been fun for you to be in the black and orange.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to miss it. And it's really been an honor to be part of the Tiger Nation. And everyone that supports you, it's honestly really great.
Now we're talking again with Bryn Huber, the AA Girls State Golf Champion. We did look it up, the first ever Girls State Individual Champion for here on Tiger Girls Golf. You're not done playing golf now. University of Sioux Falls, what was the biggest attraction going there? I know you talked to several schools.
The biggest thing is, you know, I like Sioux Falls. It's bigger. The coach there is super nice. He was really welcoming, and I knew some of the teammates that I'm going to have, and I was really excited because I kind of want that team bond type.
And then one other thing, too, going to college, things change. You're no more volleyball, no more basketball. You're 100% golf. Is that going to be something to get used to?
Definitely for sure with the two seasons in the fall and spring, but I will be playing intramurals. So.
Bottom line is, I think it's sunk in a little, but this is something to wrap your head around.
Yeah, for sure. I've had a little time now to think on it, and it's honestly so amazing.
Bryn Huber clinches a state championship, the first ever individual girls golf state champion for the Huron Tigers. And again, now going on, she'll be playing golf at the University of Sioux Falls beginning this fall. More golf coming up here on Tiger Coach Chris Rozelle is next on Dakota Sports KOKK. Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, and overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Don't Spill the Beans now has three convenient locations in Huron. In the Fair City Foods parking lot, at their downtown Center Plaza location, and the new one in Colburn's parking lot. Don't Spill the Beans offers specialty coffee and food at all locations and gifts and decor at their downtown location. Don't Spill the Beans is a proud sponsor of the Huron Tigers and the Tiger Pregame Report. Don't Spill the Beans, three locations in Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
And we're back here on Dakota Sports Saturday. Continue the theme of Huron Tiger Girls Golf. A great finish to the season with two All-States and a state champion coming out up here this past Tuesday. Head coach Chris Rozelle joins us here. And coach, I know there's been several years like this. You've been coaching here, I think, for about 13 years now as golf for girls and a lot of that time for boys as well. Every once in a while you say, you know what, this kid's got a chance. This kid's got a chance. You said the same thing this year with Bryn Huber at the beginning of the season, and while it didn't start the way she wanted, it certainly finished that way.
Yeah, you're right. It's been quite an adventure this year with Bryn. We didn't talk about her swing problems throughout the year. You know, we just didn't want her to hear about it, but she has definitely battled back, and it was a great day for her.
You know, and what's working when this happens? You know, because the thing that I always wonder, and I did find out today, Bryn had no idea on Tuesday where the score was at, even after she finished up at 18 is where she first found out she has a chance. So, you know, in a way, I think that's good. You worry about yourself.
You're right. Yeah. You watch these scores, you know, for 6 hours a day, and, of course, Bryn doesn't have any idea where she's at, and it comes down to that last hole, that last 1 inch she needed to get into that playoff, and it's for us as coaches and as fans that can see what's going on, it's really stressful for her. But for her, it didn't really affect her all that much because she really didn't know what was going on.
Well, as she got to that point and was getting ready for the playoff, what do you say to a kid in that situation?
Well, I actually said, I think I'm going to go to Menards because it is very stressful. Just having her for the last 6 years of her career, and she, you know, she's kind of like one of my own, and it's stressful watching her out there, and seeing what she's gone through this year. But I just told her I might go to Menards, and I just said, text me when you're done. But no, we just try to keep her loose, try to continue to have fun with it, and enjoy the moment.
I remember Bryn Huber's been a varsity golfer since her seventh grade year. She was practicing as a sixth grader but was not eligible. But I remember when you were that year, you were talking where we could take her scores if she was eligible. You could see it then.
Oh, yeah. She's definitely had it from day one. She's a grinder. She works at it. And, you know, we went through the problems that we had this year, and I recommended taking a week off or some time off, and she said, no, Rose, I can't do that. I got to keep working. I got to keep going. And she did, and she just worked through it. And, you know, it was there from day one.
You know, and Liv Rink, talk about her, too. She had her career best. And, you know, when a girl sets a new personal record, PR, as we've been talking about, usually it's a stroke or two. Mm-hmm. On Tuesday, Olivia Rink had her best round by 7 strokes.
Yeah, Duff, that was... the look in her eye all day was amazing. It was so fun to watch. You know, I got to see what Bryn was doing, but at the most, Olivia was just crushing the ball and right where it should be the whole day, and that was just amazing to watch.
You know, and I was going to ask you if this is your first ever state champion, and for girls it has to be because Bryn Huber is the first ever here on Tiger to win, which is surprising all the good golfers that have come through here on over the years.
Yeah, you're right. It's quite an accomplishment, you know, not to take anything away from all those golfers, but it's hard to do. It's hard to win this tournament over 2 days and weather and swings and everything. I mean, it's just a great accomplishment. It's hard to explain what it's like knowing what she's gone through this year, and you know, and she's gone through it before, but I'm just very proud of her, and it was fun to watch.
And you know, you and I have visited about this several times now, about what these true girls leaving. There's not a lot, you know, we're very young, we're very inexperienced. You've had some concerns about what we do have coming up. What can be more exciting for young girls to want to play here on Tiger Golf than to see, we just saw one of our own win a state title. We saw one of our own shave off 7 strokes in one round.
Yep. And not only that, they're just great humans, you know. And those little girls got to see that this year. And I had my sixth grade parent, who I, you know, the next girl that I think is going to work at her game a lot, they were watching scores all day long today. They know what's going on, and they want to be a part of that.
Chris Rozelle, head girls golf coach for the Huron Tigers, capping off a great season this past Tuesday. Bryn Huber, the state AA champion. Olivia Rink ties for 6. Both earn all-state honors and also all-tournament honors. We'll be back on Dakota Sports KOKK.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
We are back on Dakota Sports Saturday. We're talking with Jason Babel, who took over this year as head coach of Huron Post 7 Legion Baseball, also guided the Tigers during the spring ball season. And before we get to anything about the team, we're just going to talk a little bit about yourself. First off, you stepping up as head coach this year. You've been on staff here for the past few years, so from that standpoint, I assume there wasn't a lot of adjustments for you or for the boys.
not really too many adjustments, just you know, the level of play is the only adjustment we're working towards changing right now, and I'm building on that.
Well, give us your background. You're not from Huron, but you also grew up fairly close by, though.
Yeah, I grew up in Mitchell, and now we've lived here for about 6 years, and we're looking to make a home here. So,
how was it going from being a colonel to being a Tiger?
that was a tough adjustment for me, but there's a good group of kids here that are willing to put in some work, and I think we have some good things ahead of us here.
Let's talk about this season. I guess we can start off with the spring ball season. I think you ended up with a record of 7-13, but boy, in the postseason, you gave a run to Harrisburg, a team that ultimately made it to the championship game.
Yeah, we did very well towards the end of the season. We had a lot of guys come on that played really well, played sound baseball, and that's what it takes to get deep into these playoffs and make a run at things. So I was very pleased with these guys. They're willing to put in the work, and just very happy to get these guys going.
Well, let's talk about this current Legion season. I believe 2-7 is the record that I saw there on Game Changer. You've had a busy start here. You participated in a big tournament, the Veterans Tournament at Rapid City, and then a doubleheader Tuesday down in Mitchell. So if I counted right, that was like 7 games in 6 days, something like that.
Yes. There's a lot of games played, that's true. I'm a firm believer of the more games you play, more experience, the better off we're going to be. So these guys, again, always willing to put in the work, and they want to play baseball. Once we're able to get over that hump of that one inning where we kind of struggle, there's going to be good things that happen at this team and at this level for them.
And that also shows you a stretch like that, just how much pitching you have, because no matter how much pitching you have, you always wish you had a little more.
Yes, pitching is a big thing for us this year. We got a couple guys that are able to go very deep into the game, which helps our other guys come in and lead for us. And that's what makes us great is having a great pitching staff that can come in and throw some strikes and keep us efficient. So.
Well, I'll run down some of the kids on the team, lead of that pitching staff. I imagine you kind of start with Mason Davis there.
Yes, Mason Davis has come in. He's our senior leader. He's been able to be consistent, throwing strikes. Had very good outings, both of the Veterans Classic and early on in the spring season. He's a good guy to lean on, having your corner.
Then talk about some of the other guys you put on the mound. And obviously, everybody on the roster plays multiple positions.
Yes. That's a good thing to have as well, having the ability to move kids around and find a good fit to win some ball games is a great problem to have.
Well, just talk about some of the strengths you have with this team. Really, there isn't a lot of transition, really, from spring to summer. You're carrying basically the same team from when spring ended and then Legion began.
Yeah, I mean, and that's a great thing, too. Everybody's on the same page already. Everybody's working hard. If we can just continue to put together some decent innings and have these guys start believing in themselves that they can make this happen, it's going to be a great season.
You know, and really, you know, I was talking about strengths and weaknesses, and you kind of touched on it earlier. There's always one inning when you're out in the field that just the other team's able to get a crooked number, as they like to say, get a 4-run inning, a 3-run inning, and that's really what you're trying to stay away from.
Yes, we've been working very hard on keeping our composure, working hard in the field, both on and off the field as far as batting coming in. If you make an error in the field, let's make up for it at the plate and not take it out on others. Just having a good, positive attitude is what we're trying to instill in these guys, and they've been coming around.
Well, you're actually on a few days off here. You go from Tuesday, Mitchell, to Sunday hosting Watertown, and after that busy weekend last week in El Rapid, I'm sure everybody's ready for a few days off, but I know a big day planned for that afternoon doubleheader Sunday with Watertown. You're trying to get all the young kids out and get them a little excited, too.
I think that'll be a fun day for everyone involved. Get the little ones out on the field, have the kids introduce themselves and things like that. I think it's just going to bring a good culture to Huron baseball and getting everybody involved. So happy we're going to do that.
Well, we can kind of wrap it up with this. We'll have more visits here down the line, but you're early are part of the season here. You know, the record maybe isn't where you want it, but yet it's not like you're really getting blown out of games outside of maybe that Rapid City Expo game to begin the Rapid City weekend. So, you know, you got to feel like you're just about there.
Yeah, I continue to tell these guys that we're right there. We're one two small things away from making making this team great. Like I said, we're competitive this year, and that's a big part of it, is trying to keep these guys in a ball game long enough to keep them going. And we are right there. I'm very pleased with where these guys are at. We're willing to put in the work, and so that's always a good start to things when you got kids that want to be there and are ready to go. So.
Jason Babel is the new head coach of Huron Post 7 Legion Baseball. They're 2-7 here on the young season. Actually have a few days off after a busy couple of days here in the last week. They'll return to play at Memorial on Sunday afternoon doubleheader with Watertown beginning at 1 o'clock. And again, all Huron Little League parents and players, they're going to have a special day on Sunday. Everybody's asked to wear their Little League uniforms. They'll be recognized during the Legion game. Parents can come out and have a dinner at the ballpark with pulled pork sandwiches, burgers, and hot dog meal deals and support here on baseball. Little League players and parents have free admission for the game tomorrow. And in between games, coaches and players will go out to the outfield and have their sponsors and team names and coaches announced. And then after the second game, kids will be able to come out and run the bases on Memorial as well. And as an added bonus, and I'm sure this is going to make for a scramble, foul balls returned will be worth $1 thanks to SunGold trophies. There'll be baseballs and shirts thrown out during the game for the Little League kids as well. And that's all tomorrow at Memorial Baseball Park here on Watertown Legion Baseball. And again, the doubleheader will start at 1 o'clock. We'll talk some more baseball, Twins baseball, coming up next on Dakota Sports. Don't